Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristpodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
Oh, I'm Pumpkin Brayden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Woo!
All right.
Spooktober, baby!
Spooky season.
I love it.
All right, lines are open. We got a caller already. No introduction needed. We're just going to jump.
You know the drill. Fuck you, caller.
Just going to jump right into it today. All right, let's bring one on the line. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Fuck you, I called.
Yeah, you did.
It's Henry from Northern California.
Hey, thanks for calling back, Henry.
Woo!
Of course. Hope you boys are doing good tonight. See, Braden's fully embraced the holiday season.
Yeah, we're celebrating real Thanksgiving.
It's pumpkin spice Braden, actually. I changed my mind.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah, that's very fitting.
I just had a question for you guys, and hopefully encourages going down the rabbit hole a little bit. What do you think is beyond the event horizon of a supermassive black hole?
Oh, ooh. Good one.
It's funny you bring this one up. So me and a guy at work were talking about this the other day. Because you would instantly, you would start to spaghettify, right? So it's like your fingertips would, like if you were had your hands up, your fingertips would get infinitely further away from your head forever, and then the tip of your head would get further away. So at a certain point, you would just be ever expanding forever. But as for like what's possibly there, I believe that black holes are wormholes to other universes. That's what I think it is. And where it's a black hole on our end, it's a great white hole.
A great white eye on the other end. Yeah. I like that theory. I mean, they crush all energy down infinitely. So it only makes, I think it makes sense. It has to go somewhere other than, if it's not a connection in our universe, maybe that's a dimensional rift. Who knows though? Because we're not going to get there anytime soon. Dan, what do you think?
Well, we haven't necessarily found, like, even though they do crush things down into nothingness, we know about their massive gravity is pretty much all that we know. And then, you know, the cool thing is that being able to observe them now is proving a lot of stuff about, a lot of the physics, a lot of the math models and things like that we've had for so long. Now we're able to actually test them and observe them, which is kind of neat. As to what's beyond that, it's not really clear. I mean, you wouldn't be able to withstand the forces that like to go through it, a black hole. But on the other side, but we also haven't found, like Braden had the mention of, you know, there is the theory that if there are black holes, there are white holes. There is some sort of, you know, expulsion of the matter that is being crushed down infinitely into the thing. Then again, it could also be nothing. Just be
that's zip. That's the end of it. Yeah. Just you get crushed and That's it?
No, it's just nothing. It's just like it's just a hole into nothingness, into the, you know, beyond our universe. Our universe is expanding out into nothing.
The abyss of the universe.
Is nothing.
I like that. Henry, what do you think?
I just really like black holes because, you know, whenever you look at science, and let's say, you know, science back in the medieval ages, if you're to be someone then and look at it now, it all seemed like magic to you. And I feel like black holes are one of those things that are still kind of, you know, they still have a wave of magic to them because we know shit all about them. And it's, you know, it's always exciting when we find out a little tidbit. Like we never knew that they actually emitted energy. Like we thought they consumed absolutely everything, but they actually kind of off-gas their energy in the form of radiation. And that's a process called Hawking's radiation. So that's cool. But personally, what I think a black hole is the singularity is, you know, infinitely dense. And if it's infinitely dense, then it has the potential to
instead of saying dense, can we say infinitely thick?
Just like that.
Yeah, infinitely thick. Yeah. Infinitely thick. It would make sense that if it was infinitely thick, it would have the potential to actually tear through the fabric of space-time because, you know, it kind of gets down into that paradoxical situation of, well, if it's infinitely dense, then, you know, what happens then? Because time slows down the closer you get to the center of a black hole.
That is right.
So, crazy stuff. Just fun to think about.
They're super cool, and we just, for the first time in history, just a couple of years ago, witnessed the gravitational waves from like colliding black holes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
A lot of really cool, real cool, real cool shit. Real science fiction, witnessing it in real time.
Exactly.
Hey, Henry, thanks for starting off the show.
Of course. Thank you, boys. Have a good night.
All right. Talk to you later.
Keep it spooky.
Is that our
keep it spooky.
Sign off. Keep it spooky for the season.
It's so weird how that pumpkin, your eyes, it blinks.
I can wink too. Check it out. The great pumpkin sad? Happy.
Fractional change in facial expression.
Shocked.
I mean, that works.
You got any scarier pumpkin heads?
Maybe. I think there was a couple, but they're not as, I mean, they're kind of, not as good.
Glowing. There you go.
but they don't move with the mouth.
They're not as good.
They're not as animated as the other one.
That one's got a hollow back too. You can see your screen.
I've got less scary ones.
That's the best one. That's the best by far.
That's the best. All right. Yeah. I knew the rest of the show like this, no problem.
All right, let's bring in another caller here. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, who's this?
You're talking to Zell, Braden.
Who's this?
You called Braden us. Dan.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, I listen to you guys all the time. That's awesome that I'm talking to you guys.
Hell yeah, man. How's it going? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut. What's going on with you guys? What are you guys talking about? Can I add on to the conversations?
We're taking any call, any conversation in the world of the weird. You got a story, theory? You want to ask a question? It's up to you.
Okay. I live in New Haven, Connecticut, and I'm around Yale, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of weird shit going on with Yale, with like Skull and Bones and all of that. So do y'all have like any information on it? Like
on Skull and Bones itself, I don't think we've actually talked about it on a case file. But they say like a bunch of ex-presidents and high-ranking people all have gone to Yale and been part of the Skull and Bones.
Yeah, yeah,
you've been part of that. But it's like a fraternity, right? Of
yeah, it's like school. A fraternity within a fraternity. I mean, you could also say a lot of rich, influential people, powerful people, politically connected people have gone to Yale itself.
That's true.
So. You'd also be like, okay, if all those people were hanging out at the same time, like that wouldn't be out of the realm of unusual. And if it is some type of fraternity or secret society, which most fraternities are, and most fraternities and Greek organizations on colleges and college campuses have little rituals, and you know they like to cultivate a mask of mystique. They like to control, like they like to make that kind of atmosphere of secrecy around them. So I wouldn't be very surprised if Skull and Bones, a lot of stuff that you heard is just kind of a lot of exaggeration or stuff like that.
It's a crazy name, so, though, for fraternity.
Can I tell y'all a story? A few years ago, I was working at this place. So as I'm walking by, there was that girl that was killed, that was killed in the Yale laboratory by, like, the guy.
I'm not familiar with the story, but continue.
Okay, so she got, like, stuffed in the wall or something in the laboratory.
What's crazy?
So, like, pretty much they shut down, like, all of downtown New Haven. So supposedly that guy was with Skull and Bones. Supposedly, I don't know like all the ins and outs, but you know,
right?
There's a lot of weird shit going on here in New Haven, Connecticut.
So you're talking about the murder of Annie Lee or Lay? She was found murdered September 13th. She was found. Yeah. That was the day she was actually supposed to be married, and then she was found dead inside the building.
She was supposed to be married. That's real sad, too.
Damn.
Right. She was a 24-year-old doctoral student at Yale School of Medicine Department, and she was in pharmacology. And then she was murdered by apparently Raymond J. Clark III, who was a lab technician who worked in the building. Apparently, he pleaded guilty to murder on March 17, 2011.
Okay. I have a theory. I have a theory on people with the name with like a Roman numeral at the end.
Sure.
Like when somebody's name the third and the fourth and the fifth, there's definitely like a serial killer or something.
If they're named after a few generations. I mean,
so are you saying like most of the kings and queens of England are all serial killers?
Hey, but they kind of are. You can't say they didn't have blood on their hands.
It's not too far off.
He's not wrong.
Henry V?
I mean, popes too, I suppose. Like,
yeah. Well, them too.
And there's five of the Henrys. Come on. You know the other four did some wild shit.
I mean, maybe their family's just really unoriginal with names.
Just shitty at naming kids.
Yeah, just really bad at naming kids.
Well,
I know. I like it. If you're the third, or if you're the first, you're fine. Second, careful. Third, you're in for it. Any level after that.
Was John Wayne Gacy a third?
Out there who's a third and you've killed someone, call us and let us know.
Yeah. No, not just someone, multiple people in the same manner.
Yeah, call us, give us a heads up.
Also, if your name is John, too, because, like, John is, like, one of them names that's out there, so there's more probability that a person named John is going to be a serial killer.
Well, there's a lot of Johns out there, so I would imagine there's a lot of John serial killers over the years.
Yeah, I mean, that is a probability. It is a higher probability.
Higher probability, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah, that's true.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. We're going to keep the lines moving tonight, but we appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Y'all keep up the good work.
Cheers, man.
Thanks, man. Bye. Take care. Here to hear first. If you're a third, might as well
be a killer.
If you're a John the third.
You're a killer.
Damn.
Satan.
Yeah.
Oh, we got one in the chat. One third. Henry.
Oh, just Henry.
But no murder.
He claims he's a third, but then his username's just Henry.
Yeah.
So he's sending mixed signals here.
Yeah, change your name to Henry the Third.
Just Henry the Third.
Yeah, he says, but no murder. I don't make the cut. Yeah, that's what a murderer would say.
Murderer would say
yet.
That.
Yet. All right. Well, we want some spooky calls. You got some UFO stories, you got some cryptid stories, you've seen some ghosts. Call us, let us know. You seen the Great Pumpkin in action? Let us know. Right. I also got this one, but I don't think this
one's spooky season. Call us in with spooky stories.
We had a call that hung up. They hung up. Call back.
That was spooky.
Why'd you hang up?
Yeah, call back. Fuck you. Call us.
They were a serial killer about to admit it, and they decided not to.
Wait a minute.
they almost got me.
These guys, they fooled me.
That pumpkin is something else now. This fucking pumpkin face here.
That is a weird one. That was pretty good, though.
I like that one.
Some giant fucking teeth.
All right, we got a caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's going on, guys?
Sorry, you just cut out there. What's good? What's your name?
Chris from LA.
Chris from LA. Welcome to the show.
Chris from LA.
Yeah.
What's going on, Chris? What do you got for us?
I got some shadow people stories if you want to hear that.
Well, before you...
Were you awake for this?
Yeah, were you awake?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was completely awake.
Then we want to hear it.
Then we want to hear it.
So I've seen a lot of shadow people in my life, but I'll give you two stories. My first one and the one that freaked me out the most.
Sounds good.
All right. I was about maybe 10 years old. I'm sitting there watching a football game. My parents went to a friend's house to watch it. And I'm sitting on a couch watching the game, and I get this feeling of someone watching me. So I look over towards the kitchen, and it kind of looked like fingers next to the door jamb in the kitchen. And I had a big dog just sitting there, you know, sleeping. I was like, oh, just, you know, maybe I'm just imagining this or whatever. And like 5 minutes go by, and then all of a sudden I get this really strong feeling of someone behind me. And so I did a quick look. And then all of a sudden this shadow, it looked like two hands and a head peeking over, checking in on me, and then like backs away. And I'm sitting there like, holy shit, what is that? So I grabbed my dog, and I went around the house, went upstairs, went down the basement, did not see anything. And I was just like, wow, my first ever seeing a shadow person. It was a crazy experience.
So it just was like looking over you?
Yeah.
Besides like the shadowy figure, did it have any like glowing eyes or like, did it have a hat? Did he have a hat?
No.
Wasn't the hat man?
No, Lou Bega.
No, Lou
Bega. Again.
And cross off Lou Bega.
I'm thinking it could have been my grandmother, because my grandmother passed earlier in the year. And I did something with my family. I did something to my cousin. Like, we got in a fight the day of her funeral. And after we got in the fight, I went in and I kneeled where my grandmother was at. And then she popped in my head crying, yelling at me. And I think she was checking in on me, making sure I was okay because of the situation that happened earlier.
Well, I mean, that's a little better than having some random demon.
Random shadow.
Trying to take
you. Checking in. Checking if you're ripe for the picking.
Yeah. What's your second one?
All right, so you want to hear the... Okay, the second one. All right. So I was in Afghanistan. And my tent that we were staying at was on the other side of the base, and the showers were like in the middle. And it was about like a half mile walk to go take a shower. And the moon wasn't out. It was just, you know, just stars. That was the only thing out. So I'm walking back. I have my towel on, or my towel over my shoulder, with my M16 on the back, and I'm walking, and it's gravel all throughout the whole base. And as I'm walking, I see this figure in front of me walking towards me, and it looked like a military person carrying a weapon. And as I'm walking, I hear my foot crunching on the gravel, and I hear the shadow, the person in front of me, I hear that, the gravel crunching on his feet. As we're walking, he almost bumps into me. I, you know, turn my body, say, excuse me. And then as it passed me, it was just a complete black figure. keep, you know, just going straight. And I saw it go right by me. And then as I turned my head to look, like, what the hell, dude? It disappeared.
Oh, fuck.
You said it was, it looked like it was carrying a weapon? Like a gun? Like a rifle of some kind?
It looked like a military man with the Kevlar, the vest, everything on. And it looked like he was carrying a weapon.
But he was just all black.
All black. It was pitch black.
See, I start to think about the stone tape theory on that one, where it's like, you know, maybe a soldier lost their life around there, and this is just like the energy is remembered in the earth, and so it's just replaying events, and you just happen to catch it while it was like the earth was remembering someone walking there, because that's what makes sense when you say the military, like looking military walking through, that maybe it was someone who was there at some point in the past.
Yeah, perhaps.
The crazy thing was the sound of the rocks of this guy when he was walking. I could hear it. That was the craziest part. And then he walking right by me and almost running into me, where the point where I had to move out the way. And as I'm, you know, he's going, I'm still looking at him.
Oh, weird.
And then when it disappeared, I was just like, holy shit.
Now, when it disappeared, did it kind of vanish in front of your eyes, or did you like look away and then look back and he was gone?
It was, so as he passed me, I saw I was looking at him, and then I looked down and I turned my body to look back at him, gone.
Okay. And it was like pretty wide open? Like, what? There was no way someone could have like jumped and did dive roll in a split second behind something?
No.
Fuck.
I would have heard them running or whatever, because like I said, there was gravel everywhere.
Right, like crushed gravel Fuck, that's a weird one.
Yeah, it's fucking super creepy.
So he actually looked like he was like a soldier, but just a complete shadow.
Well, I start to think that that's got to be a like some sort of ghost, right? Like of someone that's there, maybe some unfinished business or a tormented soul didn't want to leave yet, and they're stuck there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's nope. No, thank you.
Where's Andrew at when we need him?
Yeah, he doesn't even like to come on anymore. It's too scared.
Oh,
too many spooky stories. He can't go to sleep.
he's probably upset because the team lost.
That is a little bit to do with it, but no, I think he's actually making his own scary stories, Mongoose Files tonight. So,
oh, okay.
Be sure to tell him soon.
All right. Well, that's all I have. If I got plenty more ghost stories, but
call back. Make sure to save them. Call back another time. We'll get some more callers on tonight.
All right, I can do that.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, boys.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye. He wasn't sleeping.
People in the chat are asking if they can call and tell their stories. Fuck you. Of course.
That's the whole point.
Call us and tell us your stories. It's the whole point of the show.
Tell us some stories. Make fun of Braden. Whatever you want to do. I just realized, does that pumpkin have a mustache?
Well, it's, yes, it does.
Or that's the only part of your facial hair that transfers over.
That's the only part of the upper lip transfers over.
Oh, that's good shit.
All gives him a little distinguished mustache.
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, boys, how's it going tonight?
Doing well, man. How about you?
This voice sounds familiar.
It's Cody from Manitoba.
Hey, Cody.
Woo, what's going on, Cody?
Cody, you were the first caller ever on Cosmic Channels, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Welcome. That was 40 episodes ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, 40. Welcome back.
Yeah. So you guys are talking about creepy stuff tonight?
Anything.
Anything but creepy.
Mixed bag, buddy.
Anyway. Creepier the better.
So I got a good one, and I'll send you a clip as well. I work for a security company right now called Paladin Security. Yep. And I was working at a fertilizer plant for the last month or so. And one of my coworkers last week came to me and told me about this, something that had happened to him. He was on his way home and he was listening to the radio. It was about 4:30 in the morning. And he was listening to his radio and all of a sudden it just cut out. It was like dead air for about 10 to 15 seconds. And then all of a sudden this voice came on and it was like this female voice, and you heard, and you could hear like a bunch of, she was saying something. I don't know what it was, but he like recorded it all. It lasted about 5 or 7 seconds of this woman talking, and then it went to dead air again for about 5 seconds, and it just cut straight into a commercial. And he does not know what happened. He sent me the clip of it. I messaged the radio station, was like, hey, did you guys know you had this the other night? And they were like, no. So I sent it to them, and they have no clue what happened. No one can explain it.
So just a straight drop out. The radio dropped out, and girl's voice came on, and no one knows.
Yeah, and she was speaking like some kind of, I don't know what kind of language, but it was like, and she was like whispering it, like it was a chant or something.
Curse.
It's a curse. Maybe she was trying to activate the Winter Soldier.
Maybe. It's a possibility. I'm not sure.
But
it was creepy. I have the video clip of it because he took a video of the radio, like he was trying to record the dead air, and then it started to play and started, like, you hear this woman's voice for about 7 seconds, and then it cuts out.
Send it to us.
Yeah.
Do I just send it to your Instagram?
Wait. Can you play it right now into your, like, just the audio into your phone?
I could try. Hang on.
See if it works. Let's see if it works.
Hang on a minute.
Crank it up loud and get it.
Can you hear that?
Negative.
No?
Nah.
That's all good.
All right, send it to alientheorists @gmail.com.
All right, yeah, I'll send it to you guys right away, and you guys can take a look at it.
That'd be awesome, because maybe we can play it for the before the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys right away.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was really creepy. When he showed it to me, I was super creeped out.
By yourself just driving and that happens? Nope.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm out. That's it.
Well, it'd be nice to play it, because then we can start to, you know, see if our listeners, anyone in knows the language, knows what's being said. We can start to try to make it out like that, and maybe there is a mystery to it that we can take a peek at and solve. Maybe it's just someone's grocery list. We intercepted a cell phone call from a voice memo from Russia. Who knows? It's extra creepy it's that it took over a radio station, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not explainable to me. And like when he showed it to me, it was like first thing in the morning when I came in, and he showed it to me, and I was creeped out then. I sent it to my girlfriend, and she was like, that's not normal. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, brother. Yeah. Be sure to send that in. We'll have a listen.
That was alientheorist@gmail.com, right?
Yep. That's the one.
All right. Perfect. I'll send it to you guys right away.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, Cody.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
I mean, I don't know what would take over like a local broadcast station like that, like especially FM or something. Like, what would take that? Because like we've all heard, I've been in a car and stuff when a radio station's gone down or gone dark, and it's just the fuzz, and you're like, huh, well, that's strange. But never something come on and in another language.
Well, yeah, to like overpower like a FM band, you have to like have a more powerful transmitter.
Yeah. Right. So
maybe some of the radio stations playing an awesome prank.
Maybe.
Or
yeah,
demons from a different dimension.
or spies.
I mean, we also talked about the increasing geomagnetic storm warnings that have been going on since our sun's getting a little bit rowdy.
So are you thinking some sort of frequency scenario where we're hearing people from the past?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about it, but we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, I'm not going to use my real name. Actually kind of sketched out calling you guys.
No worries. Give us a pseudonym, a fake name. So, and
we're sketched out being here.
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Actually, yeah, so I'm going to use the J as the acronym. I'm out of Utah, United States. So I guess prefacing this, my girlfriend doesn't want me to call you guys because of how sketched out I am about what I've seen. It's UFO related, but it also could be like military government related because of where I live in Utah. So
you called the right place.
I'm prior military. I've I understand how things work, I guess is a way to say this. I live in an area of Utah near Dugway Proving Grounds. I don't know if you guys have ever covered that. It's an area the size of Rhode Island that's just restricted inside the state of Utah, where they test chemical weapons, biological weapons, aircraft, stuff like that. However, it's not like Area 51 where you can, I don't know, I guess Area 51, there's like just loose into it, but they're all pretty well secured. Dugway is literally the desert. Like you can cross into it by mountains and not even know you're in it until you're getting flagged, basically. Right. But okay, so getting to my story, sorry. First part of it, in January, I was hiking near Dugway because I wanted to kind of see into it. And I was doing this 10-mile hike up a peak near it, and there was weird signs everywhere about like electromagnetic area or something like that. I even passed like some kind of relay station for a radio, like a BHF station or something. And I was probably like 4 hours in this hike, and I looked out left into the desert, and I saw what looked like, the only way I can explain it is like whenever you see a cloud over a mountain, how it like domes and like looks like the sucking into the middle. That was in the middle of the desert. There was no mountain, just something in the middle of the desert, like a cloud. It was a dome shape. It was crazy. It was like one of those things where it just kind of like stopped me in my tracks. But here's the sketchy part. When I came back to my vehicle, there was a piece of paper on my rear windshield wiper, and it said M-A-B-E-S. And I've like talked to some people. They don't know what that means. But the weird part was when I was getting in my vehicle, a black, like Denali, Suburban, something like that, came into the parking lot where I was at, looked over to me on the right. He had sunglasses on, like shaved head, and then looked back and then backed out. And it was just super sketchy. People that I talked to think that it was base security, like a contractor that was just looking for abandoned vehicles around the base. But just that was enough to like sketch me out. And then second part of the story, sorry. This happened last month. I was out in my backyard, and where I live, there's like tons of no-fly zones. Like basically like, because there's also an Army depot that stores munitions right beside me. Tons of no-fly zones. I'm in my backyard with my dogs, and I look up over one of the no-fly zones, and I see two dots that are just sitting there, not moving, above one of the mountains. And then one of the dots just starts to like kind of like fizzle and fade out. And then the other one stays. And same thing, it fades out. And I don't know, there's another one of those things that just stopped me in my tracks.
Weird. Just fade, just gone.
Now, going into the Dugway Proving Ground stuff, I mean, just taking a quick peek, some people say that the Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah may be the new Area 51. Since, you know, the notoriety of the old Area 51. So, like, what you describe, I mean, we've kind of experienced that, too, when we went to Area 51 as we were there. We looked at the back gate and then seemingly turned around, and there was a vehicle just seemingly came out, was just parked waiting for us, and it seemingly came out of nowhere. Like, there was two vehicles that had gone down the dirt road, and it's like fairly flat, and it was like all of a sudden it was like, well, where did they come from?
Got like hidden, they're just hidden bunkers beside the road.
Well, there was a couple like little.
There's hills. I mean, they could have been hiding behind the hill.
Yeah, they were probably sitting by. That's probably where they sit at.
We would have seen them coming in, or
no, they were like it's like obscure. They have these like little hill. Like I saw them when we were going in. I was like, oh, there's probably cars there. Like that's where they would put them if you were gonna hide a truck. Like you just put one. Like behind there, you don't see it as you're going in.
And anyways, then, my point is like that's very similar to like this experience of like all of a sudden they're just there. They're kind of scoping you out. They're not doing anything. But you said the note on the back of your window said MABES, M-A-B-E-S.
Yeah. I have no idea what that could mean.
All capitals.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
And then you see this security contractor. You said shaved head, glasses on.
No, just from being on like bases before and being in bases like around the world, like you know when it's contracted security. Just by the look, what they're wearing, it was 100% that. Like there's no other way I can explain that, especially when he looked over to me and just, you know, saw that I was coming back from something and just backed out. Because where I was parked, and background for this, there's only like two ways into Dugway, like to the actual town that's like where residency is, because there's actually a town where they have like base personnel live at before the actual base. There's only two ways in, and I was at one of the ways in right before it. And there's no reason to turn around that parking lot there, because where he came from was the same way that he went back. So it was base security had him in.
Right. Do you think then he was the one who put that note on your car?
I do. Yeah. I think it was something that just for him to like say that, I guess if it was another shift or something, like, hey, I tagged this car just so you know on my shift kind of thing.
Oh, weird. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds right though. Base security.
Have you guys, I don't know if you guys have done anything on Dugway before, but
I don't think so. No, we haven't.
Because there's things from like the 60s where they VX gassed like 6,000 sheep or something by accident, where they launched VX gas in the air and it killed. Yeah, it's just crazy. There's people that disappeared. There's been like numerous aircraft that have like just crashed in the mountains, like around Dugway. It's just a lot of things that could be just normal, but the VX gas one is like 100% confirmed because the people complained about their sheep dying.
Yeah, we'll definitely put it on the list if that's like if they're working on an experimental craft or something there. That's right up our alley.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold you guys up, but I've had night vision on because I own some in Skull Valley, which is right beside Dugway, and I've seen, I don't want to say like UFOs because I'm a skeptic of it, like a bit, but things flying in the sky, just doing strange things that are not, I would say, normal like military maneuver, like with aircraft. Just the way that they're, the patterns that they're doing and stuff like that. It's just very strange.
Yeah, imagine that. Area 51 gained so much notoriety, they just shifted all their new tech over there.
Well, I know, you know what? That would make sense to me. We've said that before, that if there was stuff in Area 51, it's probably long gone because everyone fucking knows about it.
But it's also like in the middle, it's also just a huge chunk of desert. Like you have to get way in there to even see anything. Like you wouldn't even be able to, if they were testing stuff, like you wouldn't even be able to see it until you were far enough in. And if you saw a craft maneuvering strangely, like, I mean, that kind of fits the profile of a proving ground if it's an aircraft or something like that, because the people who pilot those are, number one, they're nuts because they put those aircraft like through their fucking paces. Like they're going to do everything to that jet to like rip it apart. Like I would just, to me, that sounds like a pretty mundane explanation, but for something that can be like, if you see a craft doing something crazy, it'd be like, well, somebody's putting it through its paces. They got to test out everything, every little, you know.
Especially if it's an experimental craft, right? Maybe you're seeing something that's, you know, experimental, and it is defying what we currently know about how airplanes operate.
Yeah, they had a aircraft come out. They had a couple pictures of I know it was making the rounds on the internet. There was this somebody snapped a pic of like what seemed to be something that was Boeing seemed to be, I think it was Boeing that was involved in, and they had some type of new aircraft on like a trailer bed or something. Somebody had snapped a picture at one of the aircraft testing grounds, and it looks like nothing. It doesn't look like, I mean, it looks like nothing that you would, it resembles no modern day aircraft. Like it kind of has like a Delta V shape, like a normal, with like a jet would have, but it's all like smooth. It's not like, there's no angles in it and there's no nothing. It's pretty nuts. But somebody asked them about it. They're like, it's real, but I can't tell you about it. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
No, we'll definitely put that on the list. That'd be cool to dig into.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to me. Sorry, I've just been so sketched out that you can talk about this because just the area is so, like, very military presence where I'm at. So it's just one of those things where it's just, you don't want to talk about things that you see.
That's fair.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call,
though.
That makes
sense.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jason Bourne.
Ooh, Dugway Proving Grounds. Experimental aircraft. Ooh. ET Tech. Perhaps.
I think that just made the list.
That's on the list now. Cool. Well, yeah, so we got air, had security come in, put the card on there on the dash, seen some UFOs, separate occasion.
I mean, if you're in Utah area and you've seen some shit there too, fuck you, call us. We want to hear some more about that area.
If you snuck into Skinwalker Ranch, that Utah Skinwalker Ranch?
Good question.
I think it's Utah.
Is it?
Skinwalker Ranch. Yep, Utah.
Oh, Utah's got some spooky deserts then.
No kidding.
All deserts are spooky at night, I think.
All right, we got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going? It's Diego from Maine.
Diego from Maine. What's thanks going for calling on, Diego? In.
You guys, I called in late, or I started watching late. You guys doing cryptids, or what you guys got going on here?
Mixed bag, buddy, whatever you want.
Yep, open lines, any topic.
Perfect. All right, so let's see here. So I drive home at night. I work the night shift, the second shift, or whatever, you know. So I work from 3 to 11:30 p.m. So I'm driving home pretty late at night. It's always dark or whatever. So taking my usual route, taking the back roads, you know, avoiding the highways, you know, doing my smoking bird, you know. But so I'm driving through, and I'm looking at the fields. There's a bunch of fields or whatever. I see this, it looks like a deer standing up on its hind legs, but looking at the legs, all of a sudden, I start from the feet and looking at the, like, keep going up or whatever. Sorry, I had a few beers already.
That's all good.
Sunday night football or whatever.
Of course.
Anyway, I get from the feet, keep looking up, and it just, like, starts running, and it, like, disappears all of a sudden. I'm kind of near my house or whatever. So I don't know if it was like a skinwalker or what. I'm in Maine, you know what I mean? All the whole northern Maine shit, you know? And so anyway, a couple weeks later, I'm taking my dogs out, and I live in a little wooded area. And I see this figure in the trees, and I'm like 6'2", and this thing's like way, way taller than me. At least, I mean, it wasn't too far out. It was probably like 15 yards out. And I see it turn slowly because as soon as I let the dogs out, motion sensor goes on, lights go on. I see it turn slowly, and all I can see is the glowing eyes. As soon as it looks at me, you just get this ominous feeling. It was, I don't know, but it was like, it's the same figure, like, can't really make it out, but it looked like it might have been a skinwalker. I don't know. Just, I mean, all the stories of skinwalkers, you got the deer legs and all this other,
right,
you know. So yeah, that's that was my cryptic story. It was I don't know, it was a couple months ago or whatever. I haven't seen anything yet, but I mean, there's a coyote rolling around. I don't know if he turned into a coyote or whatever, you know, but
that's pretty recent, a couple months old for a sighting like that.
Yeah Yeah, I did see those stories of, like, those deer standing on their hind legs, I guess. I don't know if you guys saw that shit.
Can happen.
Well, I always go to, like, when people start to say, like, antlers and stuff like that, I start to think Wendigo, which is, you know, definitely one of Maine's, if you look up Maine cryptids in Maine and that area of the United States, Wendigo usually is on the list. I believe Maine has a specter moose, too.
Specter moose?
Yeah, I think so. It I don't quite recall, but I think it's a specter moose that sometimes stands on its hind legs, so that could be it as well.
Holy shit, a moose standing on its legs, I think it would be like 8 feet tall.
It would huge, yeah, bigger. Right? And have an antler span of, you know, how big, 6 feet for the specter moose?
Right, yeah.
It's basically the great white whale of moose, because hunters always see it. They call it the specter moose. That's where I first heard about it.
Oh, dude, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, I was thinking Wendigo too. I just went blank on it or whatever, but yeah, the Wendigo sounds a little more the profile.
Oh, so yeah, like Wendigos are formed by cannibalism, are they not?
Or like an evil spirit possesses a human body and gives the person the taste for flesh.
Shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you guys are probably got some calls on there, but thank you for calling in. Huge fan. I'm a silent OG. I haven't really made too much noise in the Discord or anything like that, but I've been around since before Alyssa Lamb case, so.
OGP right there.
Alyssa Lamb, so.
OGP.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Thank you.
Thanks for the story.
Of course.
Cheers, buddy.
Yep. Cheers.
Quiet OGP. Maybe a Wendigo. Maybe Spectre Moose.
Lucky you got out of there. Could have been turned.
I hate seeing stuff in the woods, man. Even I was having I built a little fire pit, and then I heard some rustling in the bushes, and I was like, oh, Lord, take me now.
Dude, even...
I was like, I don't want none of this.
Even if, like, you're in the woods, like, close to somewhere, you know, like close to camp or close to someone's house or like even close to someone's farm. Like even when we went up to your family farm there and like you go in the woods at night and you just hear like a little crack or like a little rustle and this,
all your hair
stands up. You know, you're like somewhere safe, like relatively safe, but just like that primal like fear of like what's in the dark, no matter how old you get, still gets me.
And Zell, just, you don't have to pull it up right this second, but we did have the email from Cody with that audio.
We had an email from Cody. Okay, let's see if I can get that on the fly here. We got time for a couple more calls, though, if you're on the line there. Holding on.
Yeah, if you've been waiting on the line or you've been holding your call for a dead spot here, now's your chance. 1-833-703-0424. We're taking all calls. You got a question? Shoot a question. You got a theory you want to spitball with us? Let's do it. Give us a call.
Yeah, you want to flash back to a case file, your favorite case file, talk about it, whatever. Shoot it. Shoot your shot, kid.
Okay, we have something here. See if I can bring it in from this other computer. Okay, let us see if this will work. Okay, it's in portrait mode.
What the hell is that? My lights just flickered. Turn that off.
I'm playing it again.
I don't like that at all.
Why did you stop recording? It sounds like there's going to be more.
It sounded like it was definitely a whisper. I didn't.
My lights flickered.
I'm telling you.
At the end of the first time you played it.
And it's a curse.
I don't like that at all.
Just on Brayden.
This is some ring bullshit. We probably got 7 days to live after hearing that shit.
It was creepy. I'll give him that.
Play it one more time. Is anyone, does you recognize, can you make that out?
Sounds like gibberish to me, but I have no idea.
It sounds like something backwards. I wonder if we reverse it, what it'll sound like.
We'll dissect it after the show.
Later, yeah.
All right. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, guys. I've called you before. I've talked to you before about crashing my car in Colorado and having implants input in my brain.
I think that was from one of the earliest shows, actually. What was your name again?
It was, actually.
Yes, I remember.
I used Danielle.
Sorry, what was that? I missed that.
Danielle.
From Colorado. All right, welcome back to the show. A couple years later, what do you got for us tonight?
I have some crazy stuff about being up in Flagstaff recently.
All right, let's hear it.
So I was up there again. I had done nothing. I actually got a job at the Grand Canyon, and right when I got there, some really strange stuff happened. All of the electronics stopped working when I got there. I immediately got fired my first day because they could not figure out my medical transcription.
They fired you for that?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Then what happened?
I stayed in the desert for 50 days and just watched the stars.
For how long?
So I really don't have an actually exciting story for you guys this time. But other than that, like, I can just tell you in about 4 days, something bad's coming. I don't know what. I can't tell you. I'm not Nostradamus, but I can promise you something. In 4 days, I can tell you something weird is coming.
Coming where?
Man.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think she's telling me I'm going to have a shitty birthday.
I can't say Europe. I can't say anything like that. I can just tell you that my brain is telling me that there's some, you know, Chris Carter X-Files stuff coming this way.
That is Braden's birthday, so maybe you've witnessed something he's not expecting here.
Well, it'd actually be my birthday, too.
Oh, crazy. Ooh,
that's creepy.
Well, let's hope for something good, but it is Spooktober, so ghosts, hauntings, who knows?
Glad you guys are still doing your show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for sticking around from the beginning.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
You guys keep kicking it. You guys keep doing it, and I'm still here. I love watching you guys. Enjoy your night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Have a good one.
That was one of the original callers.
Brayden's going to have a shitty birthday.
You're going to have a bad birthday, though, bro.
Yeah.
Is it ever a good birthday lately? Last couple of years? Eh.
No, they get worse and worse every year.
All right, we're gonna take one more caller, I think, for the night. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, this is John out from Massachusetts. I got a great story for you.
John from Massachusetts. Ooh. Are you a serial killer?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what a serial killer would say.
Yeah.
I'm going to omit some of the details, but for the sake of time, but it was probably back in 1991. It was me and three buddies of mine camping out at a place called the Pines. We went there, we hung out there as kids. And this one particular night, we're hanging out with four girls, and me and my buddy Adam, this is probably about midnight. We were kind of on the outskirts of their neighborhood, maybe about a mile in the woods. And we walked the girls back and, you know, we were excited and, you know, we had a great time. And we had left my friend John and Mike in the at the campground. We had one of those, you know, old fashioned kind of it was my dad's military tent with the had like the big rainbow zipper on it. And we had a big fire going. So we walked back to town or to his house. We dropped the girls off. They were, you know, sleeping over at their friend's house. And so we're coming back and we get, you know, go through a couple cornfields. And so we, you know, we were pretty sure we knew where we were camping and we had left a big fire. And so we get back there and the fire's out and we see the tent and we see the door is open. So of course, you know, being the idiots that we were back then, we're expecting them to scare us. And so Adam and I, we're just kind of hanging around, you know, yelling out into the woods, you know, guys, we know you're here. We're back. Let's hang out. And we see, we start yelling now. We're like, you know, guys, come on, where are you? And we see a pair of shoes and a pair of socks. Just kind of out maybe like 20-30 feet from the tent. And now we're starting to like really yell loud for about 10 minutes and we're searching and we see we looked in the tent and my buddy Mike was kind of in the corner of the tent and he had experimented with some alcohol and had a little bit too much, so we're still yelling and we see crouched in the bushes, maybe, you know, it was kind of a white pine forest and there were some down trees and there were some, you know, shrubs, some mountain laurel. And he's crouched down and we walk over to him. We have the flashlight in his face and we're yelling, we're like, John. And he was kind of like just shaking. His eyes were wide open and he just jumps up and runs after us and, you know, runs towards us and we're grabbing him. We're like, what's going on? What's going on? And he's going, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here now. We got to go. We got to go. He is not the type of person that gets scared. He is not the type of person that in any way, shape or form likes the outdoors. There was only a couple reasons why he was out there with us that night. So we're like, all right, let's get Mike. And of course our other pal there was, in the tent, wasn't able to walk. Cause you know, he had drank too much and he was, you know, he was a bigger kid. So we decide we're just going to hang out there. It's probably about 2 a.m. now, and the three of us are, you know, have our heads looking out into the white pine forest, and, you know, we're just kind of peeking out there. It's just starting to rain a little bit, and my buddy Adam says, he's like, "What is that?" And we see this, you know, kind of shape, kind of peeking out and then peeking back from behind the trees, and I'd say maybe about 100 feet away. And, you know, we're kind of squinting, we're looking again, and, you know, and the next time it's a bit closer. And I'm like, I want to get out of here. I'm like, I want my mom. I'm done with this. This is ridiculous. So we crawl out of the tent, and we're kind of have the tent between us and whatever this thing is that's kind of slowly approaching. So we kind of crouch back behind the tent, and we hunker down kind of behind a downed log. And I'd say about a minute later, this person, kind of, you know, we didn't have any details, walks up to the tent and was joined by three others. And now they're on the four corners of the tent. They proceed to lift it was one of those, you know, the military tent where they had like the, you know, the aluminum bars that went into the ground. They lifted those and the tent collapsed. And we're like, Mike's in the tent. Like we're like, what do we rush them? What do? We run down? And so we're up there, up on this like little, you know, little hill looking down from behind the log. And as soon as the tent fell, they looked like they upright, completely stiff, because I think they expected us to be in the tent, and realizing that we weren't in the tent, kind of surprised. And, you know, it's one of those things that to this day, I'm not 100% sure. I was hoping they were our friends, like that were out there scaring us. Not many people knew we were out there. It was a pretty, you know, isolated spot. So now we're standing there, and we're hiding there, and we're like, what do we do? And in the distance, you know, we hear like this rumbling sound coming up, because there's all kind of trails going through the cornfields, and we hear like this banging, like chains in the back of a truck. And I'd say, you know, just from dumb luck, there happened to be other kids out driving their trucks, because they were popular trails kind of around that area. And we could now see the headlights and we could hear music. These things, notice that these people, I'll call them people for the sake of a better word, saw these trucks. They kind of looked like they were coming towards us. And we were like, oh my gosh, we're saved. This is great. And those things took off into the woods so fast. The absolute, like, they were gone, like deer. The absolute scariest part was that 10 seconds after these things kind of ran off, one of them came down from one of the trees, jumped onto the ground, and went off running. We shook, dragged my friend out of those woods down that trail. Like I don't even know where the adrenaline rush was unreal. And that's not the first thing that's happened out in that particular area. There's been other things out there, but we have no explanation. And yeah.
I just have a quick question here. When these things all took off, did they seemingly take off in the same direction together, or did they just scatter into the woods separately?
Different. Yep. We noticed. I ran into them, my buddies, a couple years ago, and we talked about it. And one of the things they said was that they remembered them going in completely different directions, which is weird, because if you're with a group of friends,
spooky,
scaring kids. Secondly, I just kind of forgot this detail because I've never called the show before. But when my friend, the reason we saw the two shoes and the socks, he was in the tent and he saw something walk by the window, and just like it had the zip down windows, and just like us, thinking that they were going to scare us when we came back, he thought we had come back. He said that it went by the window and the zipper of the tent, you know, started to slowly unzip. He had his shoes, his socks were tucked inside of his shoes, and he said something came into the tent, and he threw both of his shoes, like, at, you know, through the flap of the door at whatever it was, and he tucked his head and he ran and he dove in the bushes. And the one solid piece of evidence, because you always question your friends, was his shirt was ripped. And he refers to we refer to the weekend as Wildebeest Weekend because he could not think of, he meant to say Sasquatch, and he called it a wildebeest for some reason. So every once in a while, we run into each other, and we talk about that story. We've actually gone back there. We went back with a bigger group of kids maybe a week later, and there were some odd things out there. It's a weird place.
No kidding. Okay, we got to wrap up Cosmic Channels, but we got a couple questions about this event. It's insane, and it's terrifying. So you guys are up.
It is.
You think your friends in this tent, these creatures, were they hooded? Did they look like humans? Did they look like ghosts? Did they look like cryptids?
All right. So one of the details was they all looked very similar. They did not have jackets on. They didn't look like the typical kind of like a what you would think of a Bigfoot. We really believed they were like other kids that were out there,
right, trying to scare you or something.
Exactly, because I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but like,
were they wearing clothes at all? Did I miss that detail? Were they wearing? Were they clothed?
You could not tell. Nope, you could not tell. They looked like they had sheer like. They were silhouettes, like, and we were far enough away that we were like squinting when we saw it peeking, and it didn't. No long hair. They looked like silhouettes of humans, just of people. And there was the fifth one was up in the tree, so it must have been there the entire time. It was the weirdest event of my life.
That's fucking
spooky. Fuck, man. That's a terrifying prank to play on someone. Especially like if your friends never came forward and said like, but hey, that was us.
There's elements of that prank that don't make sense.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
If it is a prank, when the people would run in the same direction. They would run to a vehicle or where they came from. They would all run together. That's why I asked that, because I was going to say if four things all took off in the dark, the same area, I'm like, okay, well, then they were obviously going to their truck or something where they came from. But for them to just scatter one seemingly up in the tree for no reason, I'm like, that's some elaborate thought of a prank of like, hey, we got to go a separate area so no one can ever, if they talk about this, this makes no sense.
I mean, not to you. That's not how you plan out your pranks, but.
That's not how anyone plans out their pranks.
That's how I plan out my pranks. Like, we have a designated meeting spot, and if we got to split up, we meet there later.
And they're big woods and. The strangest thing was that it was like synchronized where each one was at like a corner of the tent, and the way that they stood up abruptly, stiffly, I think they expected us to be in there because we really did kind of crawl out and sneak around. When that tent dropped and it was only my buddy that was inside that was kind of passed out in the corner, you know, with the sleeping bags over him, to know that we weren't in there, and the way I'm telling you, it was incredible. And I wasn't the kind of scared where I was like, oh man, that was so fun. I wanted to throw up. I was absolutely terrified beyond belief. It wasn't that. It's terrifying. It wasn't like, hey, that was a good time last night.
No kidding.
I just want to share that with you. And great show, cool. By the way. Love it.
Hey, man, that's a great way to end the Spooktober Cosmic Channel. So we appreciate it.
That's perfect. Terrifying.
Awesome. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Cheers, man. Bye. Holy.
Peace. Oh, imagine being terrifying. Imagine just being there, even that was a prank and no one ever came forward and told you it was.
I can picture being there and seeing those things. He told that story so vividly, I felt like I was there, and I'm terrified.
Yep, I agree. That's a good one, but I know we got people on the line, but the show's got to end, so save it 2 weeks from today. If you're listening live, we'll be back.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.